Kiss Army. Welcome to Alive Unplugged, the Music of Kiss podcast series. Join us as we celebrate the hottest band in the world in song and conversation.
You wanted the best, you got the best. The hottest acoustic tribute in the world, Alive Unplugged, the Music of Kiss.
Like the leaves. take her home. And she says, baby, she brings you down and drives you wild. Everybody says she's looking good, and the lady knows it's understood. Strutter. So there, of course, you know that is Deuce and Strutter from the fabulous Kiss Alive as we celebrate the 46th anniversary of that album this weekend. Just wanted to do a couple of songs, you know, in my own way. Of course, anytime you listen to a live unplugged, the music of Kiss, is certainly there with some of the acoustic variations that I certainly do to make it my own. I hope that you guys enjoy that. I want to thank you all again for another awesome week, 2 weeks actually, of charting on the Podomatic charts. It's kept it in the top 10, top 20 for the last 2 weeks. This past episode did really well. So you guys are awesome, super supportive, and I just can't thank you all enough. It's so much fun to get on here, even when we don't have a Facebook Live event, to just sing and talk to you guys. So the theme today being Kiss Alive. Kiss Alive, the 46th anniversary. Last year on Alive Unplugged for September, we did an event, a Facebook Live event, and we celebrated that entire album. So we're going to do some select songs from that album. As you know already, we're two in, and we're going to do a couple more. We won't keep you long. That's what the Saturday Night Special is all about, a little quick 20-25 minute episode to give you all a little Kiss fix, Alive Unplugged style, and just a little fun enjoyment for your weekend. So on to the next one, which I love. Anything you hear also on Alive Unplugged, the music of Kiss, is live. We don't focus on overdubs or alterations. So you may hear a flub note or maybe a fret buzz or something like that every now and then. Maybe a missed chord that hopefully we or I can fix on the spot so it's not too obvious. But it's always live and it's always raw. And I hope you guys always enjoy it. This one is called Got to Choose. 1, 2, 3, 4. Got to choose who's your I love that song. I always have. It's just such a neat little track. So fun and such a cool tune, such a cool way to start the Harder Than Hell album. And it's just fantastic, you know? Such a cool groove to it, and it even takes a life of its own on Kiss Alive. So I just, some of these songs are so fun to play acoustic, and songs like Got to Choose is what got me into wanting to do these acoustically. So just having some fun with you guys on this awesome Saturday night, or whenever you're listening to it. I hope you're having an absolutely fantastic day. I want to thank everyone who always regularly listens to the show. I think of Chris Goff, Matt Porter, Candy Burton, Pasquale Vary, Sam Dalton, Jeff Beechuk, just to name a few who are so good and supportive each and every week. And even for the podcast, not just the Facebook Lives. And, really just got to say thanks. And to everyone else who listens, I always get some pretty cool feedback, and I very much appreciate that. So, just having a little fun on a Saturday night. Got the acoustic guitar here, ready to roll for the next track off of Kiss Alive as we celebrate that album for tonight's Saturday night special. This one's called Come On and Love Me. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah. I think of those albums, you know, that those originally come on, and how much of a pack or a punch, rather, excuse me, that they pack when they are doing those on Kiss Alive as opposed to the studio albums. Not that the studio albums aren't great, because we know they are, but it's really amazing when you hear them on Kiss Alive and that full audio sound, that just the assault, as a lot of people have called it, that audio assault that you get when you put that record on the turntable or on the CD player, or nowadays on the iPods and the iPads, and you just put those headphones on. Doesn't matter what type of format it's in, the quality still, it still transfers over. It's just great. Leading us into the next one that we're going to do a condensed version of it for you, as we do on Alive Unplugged, especially for your Saturday night special. You're going to recognize it. goes a little something like this. Out on the street for a living, pictures only begun. Got you under their thumb. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, those songs, obviously, you know, you love the electric bombast of it all, but they translate really well acoustically. And, you know, I just think that that album, you know, where would the band be if that album hadn't taken off? You know, it's a lot to think about, you know, how the course of the band could have, it could have ended right there, you know, after Dressed to Kill and that studio album. If Alive hadn't taken off, you know, we may would have never got Destroyer, Rock and Roll Over, Love Gun, and then on throughout, you know, they could have ended in the 70s. So that's really something to think about. But we are so thankful that the album took off the way it did, and the band only got bigger and bigger and bigger, and here we are in our, you know, the band's, what is it, nearly 50-year history of playing, recording, and touring in some form, and now on the End of the Road tour, which continues to go on as we speak. Thankfully, Paul and Gene are good. They're well, and they got past the COVID scare, and, you know, thankful for that. Hopefully, they'll all stay safe on the remainder of this tour. And if you go see them, stay safe as well and enjoy it. Once again, my name's Cameron Duty, Alive Unplugged, the Music of Kiss podcast series, and I have just had a blast getting to play with you guys for about the last 20 minutes or so, getting to play a little music and do a little conversation. Hopefully you guys have enjoyed the little bit of commentary that I've interjected here into this little set, and hopefully you've enjoyed the music. Hopefully it's gave you a little bit of fun on this Saturday night or whatever time of day it is that you may be listening to it. I'm going to close because you can't finish Kiss Alive without the Rock and Roll National Anthem, which made that album so popular. So we'll do about a verse and a chorus of it. But I want to remind you guys to stay safe. Thank you all so much. We want to say thank you to the first responders, the men and women who on this date 20 years ago on September the 11th, 2001, gave such a ultimate sacrifice. And we want to remember all those lives that were lost in those terrorist attacks. They've certainly changed our culture and the way that we live. But because of the men and women who continue to serve, we can still do these cool things on a Saturday night or whatever you choose to do, because of the freedoms that they have helped us continue to maintain. So with that being said, this verse and this chorus of the Rock and Roll National Anthem goes out to all those brave men and women of the United States military and armed forces around our world and around the world as well. Thank you for help keeping the world safe. And thank you to our men and women here at home. This one's called Rock and Roll All Night and Party Every Day.
And that's our show. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/aliveunplugged. I'm Cameron Duty, reminding you that it ain't a crime to be good to yourself. We'll see you next time.